have a full crew on board then?
No, we didn't. We were awaiting another ship to bring a relief crew, and there were four of us only, which actually I think in the end helped, because the situation became quite severe, and I think if there had been a lot of people there might have been possibly been some panic, I don't know. Yes, as far as going aground, we had a spare anchor, we lowered it, and it held right above the sandbank, which wasn't the best place, but it's very difficult to tell exactly sort of how deep you are. We didn't have any echo sounding equipment, unfortunately.
So she started letting in water. I mean, when did you first discover that?
Well, it was very strange, because at low tide we actually sat on the sandbank for a period of about 2.5 hours, I should say, almost. The ship didn't move and the waters were sort of raging all around us, and the ship was perfectly still. I think the stillest I'd ever known her. And as we started to lift off, started just gently bumping on the bottom, which got worse and worse as the sea lifted. We got dropped harder on the sandbank. And we were just checking everything, sort of every 15 minutes or so, making sure everything was still okay, not taking any water. And literally between one check and another, we'd taken about 4 feet. So, and the pumps couldn't keep up, you know. It was just a question of try as hard as we might, there wasn't much hope.